Welcome to the Live Your Life podcast, episode number 22. A couple weeks ago, I talked about self-care and I'm talking about it again because I think it is absolutely essential. As I'm talking in this podcast, I find myself almost having an experience of desperation for you and for me and for all of the humans right now, because I know that so many people are suffering. So stepping up our self-care, or should I say like stepping it down, super, super, super basic foundation of moment by moment, like what it means to be in your body and to be okay, calming your nervous system, telling yourself, giving yourself the experience that everything is okay and not letting your thoughts take over and take you to the dark places, because it's really easy to do that right now. So I hope that you're taking extra good care of yourself, and I hope this episode gives you some inspiration and ideas and just really validates that this is super simple, but it is really important. Take care of yourself. Everything expressed in the Live Your Life podcast is either my opinion or the opinion of my guest, and this is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you find yourself in need of therapy or other healthcare services, please seek out resources for that. I'm Jasmine Savari, and welcome to the Live Your Life podcast. As a coach with a master's degree in psychology, I know that so many of us are missing the authentic experience of truly living our lives. I want to inspire you with conversations that expand your consciousness and empower you to create the best life possible. Let's start living now, because now is all we have. Hey there. How's it going today? How's it going this week? How's it going this month? How about the last 6 months? How about this year? You know, I was talking to somebody today and it was just like, it's so bad. You almost want to just like laugh about it because it's just ridiculous. At least where I am in the world, which is Seattle, we are surrounded by smoke, terrible air quality. I absolutely could go outside if I really needed to, but I'm choosing not to because it's not healthy to go outside. So not only are we in the midst of COVID, where we can't really do a whole lot anyways, now we literally can't go outside. And it's like the last couple weeks of summer. So huge Debbie Downer over here. So I'm going to try to shift that a little bit. There's a lot to be really upset about right now. There's a lot that we really can't control. And I've been talking a lot about victim mentality and complaining and self-care. And like, I'm talking about it again because I think it is so important right now, literally getting down to the bare bones of what does it mean to survive right now and to be okay. You know, I don't have kids, but I also know that a lot of people around me are having to teach their kids from home. Teachers are having to fit. I mean, just across the board, so many people are suffering and we're stuck and we don't know how long we're going to be stuck. We really don't know when this is going to change and be over. And what we do know is that it's probably going to be a while. So what can we do? I do a pretty good job of taking care of myself, but let me tell you, it's been rough. You know, even for me, and I've talked about this also in previous podcasts, as a provider, as somebody who is a resource to help other people in the midst of it, it's a hard world out there. So especially for me, but everybody else as well, what is your self-care practice looking like right now? Now, in the past, I was really big on exercising and eating healthy, and like those were just kind of like basic things that I did in my life. But now I'm having to shift it to like, what can I do to bring myself like moments of positivity, moments of happiness in the midst of what's happening right now? So I meditate pretty much every single day. I used to exercise every day. Haven't been doing that as much lately because I haven't been feeling very good. So that's impacting me for sure. But these were kind of like basic things that, so I would meditate every day. I would exercise. I eat pretty healthy. I connect with my friends and people in my life. There's a lot of really basic self-care practices, and I'm having to even go like down beneath that. Like not only am I meditating, but now the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I do a 24-minute guided meditation. First thing that I do, guided meditation, 24 minutes. The next thing that I do is I've been tapping every day. And I don't know if you've ever done tapping. I highly recommend it if you've never done it. It's something that I've done off and on for the last few years. And when I heard of it originally, I thought it was kind of silly. And I don't know a whole lot about it, but it's just like tapping on, I think, acupressure points in your body to calm your nervous system. Basic, basic, basic. How do we be in our bodies and how do we take care of ourselves? So I start, like I said, 24 minutes of a meditation. I do some tapping. I've been doing at least 10 or 15 more minutes of meditation. I'm very intentionally starting to dance every day again. Now, if you follow me on social media at all, I have been a dancer for a while now. Actually started dancing at the end of last year, and it completely changed my life. And I'm not dancing as much anymore because I can't go do it. My dance teacher closed down his studio. Episode 3 of the podcast, you can meet him. Closed down his studio, moved out of the country. I'm incredibly sad about that. But now that it's gone and I haven't been doing as much dancing with him, I'm recognizing the way that I feel without dancing. And it's really affecting me to not be doing it, to not do things that make me feel good in my body. So I'm very intentionally dancing every day. I continue to need to incorporate more laughter into my life. How can I jolt myself into positive feelings? And I'm not talking about pretending like the world is fine, but I can sit in a very negative space and that doesn't serve anything. Obviously, being in reality that this is the world right now and this is what we're dealing with. And I can be intentional about choosing moments to focus on something that makes me feel good. Not even because it matters consciously, but because my body needs messages that it's okay. My nervous system needs messages that it is okay. There is so much stress and anxiety in the world. Basic self-care isn't enough. It's almost like making self-care a part-time job is going to be super important. I'm talking about this with a lot of my clients, sharing with them some of the things that I'm doing. And not only is it about taking care of ourselves as life is now, but as this continues, we have to be proactive. We have to be proactive and take extra special care of ourselves before this continues for longer and we don't know what's going to happen in the future. So some of the things I'm doing now, I don't necessarily notice the impact right away, but I promise you that if I wasn't doing them, I would feel the impact in the future. The other thing that I think is really important is being in this waiting space leaves us very powerless. If we have to wait for something to shift outside of ourselves in order to be okay, that's an experience of powerlessness, and we're going to suffer in that experience. So thinking a lot about how can you live your life now? What can you do right now that doesn't make you wait to start living your life until something else happens? Can you do things to make yourself happy? What can you do now to be living your life? I don't think it's going to work to wait for another year or however long it might be to start doing some of the things that you want to be doing. So I really invite you to think about life is happening now. There's a lot that we can't do, but there's a lot that we can do. And a lot of what we can do is going to be an internal experience. I'm not as happy as I normally am right now. And I think that's totally valid. I think that's true for a lot of people. And I'm going to be very, very, very intentional about not letting myself go into those headspaces. If I find myself going into the darkness, which I think is a really easy thing to do, focusing on the lack, focusing on what I don't have, I want to shift and I want to focus on what I do have and what is good in my life right now. And there's a lot that's really good, even in the midst of things that are really hard. Some of the good things that I have in my life are my memories. Thinking about some of the things that I've done in my past that have been amazing things that now that I'm looking back, I kind of took a lot of things, I don't want to say for granted, but I wasn't as grateful for the experiences that I've had in the past. Now that I can see what life looks like now from a different perspective where I can't do those things, I'm super grateful for the experiences that I've had in my life. you know, one thing today that I'm thinking a lot about is the Camino. I walked across Spain 5 years ago and it was awesome. And that's an experience that I had in my life that I never want to forget. I did a podcast about it if you haven't heard it. I've done so much traveling. I've seen so many amazing things. I've met so many amazing people. And what I know now, as we're getting down to like the bare basics of survival, love and connection with the people in our lives is probably the most important thing. Are you staying connected? Are you expressing when you're having a hard time? Now, this doesn't mean complaining and just dropping all your darkness on everybody, because a lot of people are carrying more than they can even handle. But if we can be together and just acknowledge that this is really hard, but we're not alone, that's going to be really important. Tell people that you love them. Call somebody that you haven't talked to and just connect. It's really important for us to know that we're in community and that we're not alone right now. So in summary, another podcast on self-care, but we're just taking it down another level. Basic, basic, basic. Every minute of every day, try to be more conscious of what's happening. For me, I'm going to be more conscious of my negative thoughts because I do believe that they're not serving me. And I want to shift my mindset. I want to think of more positive things. Meditation, gratitude, tapping, dancing, music, listening to music that uplifts you, right? Watching movies, watching things that make you feel good and make you laugh. It's almost like as I'm expressing this, I feel like a little bit of like desperation for humans right now, because I have access to the way a lot of people are feeling. And this is serious. This is really important. Finding ways to make yourself feel good. So I really hope that you do that. Take care of yourself. Remember that this is temporary. A lot of the stuff that we're going through right now isn't forever, but it is the truth for right now. So what can you do to make yourself feel good today? And I hope that you do it. I'm sending you lots of love. And as I send you love, I feel those feelings of love flowing through my body. So be sure to send other people love. Think about people. Send them good vibes. Do a metta, loving kindness meditation, where you're sending love to people so you can experience that flowing through you. And I'll talk to you soon. Hey guys, it's Jasmine. Thanks so much for listening to the Live Your Life podcast. And don't forget to subscribe. You can find the show notes and information about life coaching at jasminesavari.com. You can also find me on Instagram at jasminesavari. I am a life coach and a licensed mental health counselor, but this podcast is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you are in crisis, please call 911 or the Crisis Clinic at 1-800-273-8255. Take care and don't forget to live your life.